Alright, peace y'all, peace. I'm here real quick. I wanted y'all to check out this video. I just saw this morning. Producer Little Nas, what's his name? Digital Nas? Yeah, Digital Nas said, you know what I'm saying, the same thing I told y'all in the last video. But, yeah, y'all gotta check this out, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, it's some stuff that go on in this game that y'all don't want to believe me. You know what I'm saying? Or some of y'all do believe me, but some of y'all think it's a crock of shit. But to be honest with you, as real as could be, man. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna get to the video. And then I want y'all to pay attention to the video and what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? He's saying some real shit, man. He's saying some real shit. He did beats for like Playboi Carti, Lil Uzi, and all of them dudes. He's a younger generation. You know what I mean? But pay attention. The main thing I want y'all to do is pay attention to how they downplay it at the end of the clip. You know what I'm saying? They try to make him look like he's bugged out. You know what I mean? But watch.
Yeah, bro. I'll tell you right now, bro. Like, it's a lot of secrets in this world, bro. Like, I'll give you one of them, bro. Like, bro, you're out of alignment when you don't feel like yourself. That means you're not in alignment to what your destiny is. Like, the reason why you're drawn to making beats is because that's what your purpose is. Mm-hmm. So whenever you're not in alignment, you feel off. Because it literally means you're not in alignment. Like, you're not in line with what you're destined to do. Mm. That's what that means.
It's kind of like this. You're a three-part being. You got your spirit, your soul, and then your human body. And when you feel like you're not yourself, that's your spirit. That's something inside. You just can't put your finger on it. That's your spirit letting your man know,
bro.
Like, yo, something's off.
That's wrong, bro. It's deep.
Because I can feel it physically, mentally, like everything. Like, my sleep schedule.
That's where frustration comes from.
That's why people be mad. That's why people be angry. Bro, they be out of alignment. They spirit be telling them, but they don't listen.
That's how I was, like, yelling, screaming at, like, tweaking out, bro. Like, at my girl. Like, bro.
Yeah,
real shit.
It's real shit, bro. Like,
but then that also gives you a sense of empathy for other people, though, because when you get cussed out by somebody else, you gotta know it's really not them.
It's not
it's
you,
them, but it's something going on with them.
Yeah.
So.
Y'all went deep on it. Honestly.
Right. What's your? Are you spiritual? Or are you like you follow anything?
Yeah, I believe in God, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure. Like, I'm a Christian, right? I got this cross on my neck. I got two crosses on my neck.
How you feel about the skate culture, though? Because you know how crazy that is.
I feel like that's my job to wake them up. Like, I feel like I got to wake them up because they be on that satanic shit.
Yes. All
right.
But like, when you look at the Thrasher's logo is the devil horn.
It's not just skaters. It's the music industry. It's actors. It's everyone.
It's everything.
Everyone is believe. Everyone, bro. They put... All these niggas, bro, I hate talking about other rappers because then they be like, Nas, why you fucking say that? But it's like, bro, all these rappers, bro, is on that, bro. They promoting that shit, bro. Because it literally, you get worldly power. So when you promote evil things like that, you gain worldly power.
Oh.
Because it's of this earth. But God is above this earth. So it's no harm. You can't stop. That's why you can't stop a dude who has God on his side. But a person who's worshiping Satan and giving Satan all the power, they will get worldly gains, bro. Mm-hmm. They will get rich. They will get fame. They will get all that. Bro, all these big brands are literally, all these big brands are literal deities. They're called
deities.
Deities.
Yeah.
They're all deities.
System set up.
And when Levi is a deity. That's why the Levi company is so big. They say, oh, if you give me your name, I will give you worldly. Like, you put this name, it's like casting a spell. Like, you cast a spell with all these names. Like, the whole world is, it's so deep. The whole world is under a spell.
Well, it's like, you know, everything that's ruled in this world, it's like this. You know, God threw down Lucifer, this is the second angel. And Lucifer, his number one job in heaven was to orchestrate and construct all the worship for God. But Lucifer got jealous, right? So God, and he started trying to take the worship. He saw how God was getting all the worship. He was like, oh, I want that. But then God was like, nope, send you to earth. And so now what he does is with music, with like promoting sexual like impurity, like the porn industry, homosexuality, all this stuff. They're all forms of worshiping Satan, because we as humans, we're all built to worship something. If you don't worship God, you can worship. If you wake up and you think about weed 24/7, you just itching for weed, you worship weed. If all you can think about is Justin Bieber, and I love Justin Bieber. I'm a crazy fan for Justin. You worshiping Justin Bieber, where body's meant to worship something. So it's just, you got to check where you putting your worship into.
Feel that. Mm-hmm. Now you claim to be in numerology and stuff. Now how do you feel about people saying that that's evil? And
I study it. I'm not into it. I study everything, bro. Like I study a lot of things. Like, it's crazy because I can't even really say too much, bro. Like, it's just like shit you're not really supposed to say, bro.
Really? Yeah, I'll say stay away from that numerology
like,
stuff, bro.
It's just like, I'm not really supposed to be talking about this, but I'm just a real nigga, bro. Like, I don't give a fuck. But it's an agenda, bro. And it's meant to hold you down to this earth, bro. Literally. That's what it means. It's dimensions of life, bro. So, like, the third dimension is what we have been when we were younger. Now people are waking up. We're in the fourth dimension, where people are in a dimension where they learn to love more. But I highly doubt everyone will get to that fifth dimension because of what the fucking society has over us to hold us down, bro. And they use music, they use brands, they use clothes, they use people of power to hold people down, bro.
Now I got a question. How do you feel about working with artists that promote these kind of images?
It's like, it's just something I have to do, bro. It's just like,
you feel like you have to work with
them? I don't have to, but it's like everyone does it, bro. Like, straight up, bro. Like, the ones you think that don't do it is the main ones doing it, bro. Like, it's the game is full of witches and warlocks.
So why, if you know you have this God-given gift, why would you use that God-given gift to go promote something that's anti-God?
I don't want to, bro, but it's like sometimes you just don't know. If it's obvious, I'm not going to work with a nigga. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you don't know. Like, some people are so good at hiding their agenda, you don't even know.
Okay, that's a fair thing.
Like, if a nigga's like a fucking pure, but the thing is, they're never going to be obvious with it.
Right.
So nice, it's just world. So not in this.
So does that mean that someone needs to either tune themselves to seeing it more? Because it's still, like, you're still, whether you know it or not, you still end up promoting that message. You're still promoting whatever.
I know, and that's what sucks, bro. Like, bro, it's so deep. You don't even know when you talk, you casting a spell, bro. The American language is a language meant to cast spells with.
Yeah, I've seen B.O.B. talk about, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Like, bro, when you answer the phone and say hello, you're already cursing them.
He's saying hell, right?
Yeah, hell, oh hell. Like, when it's all... Because words have a root meaning. So when you say a word, it doesn't matter what you're saying. It's still a root meaning.
Mm.
So it's literally like when you talk, you're literally casting spells. Either way, bro, we all do it. So it's like you can't escape it. You just have to just ask for forgiveness every day, bro.
Well, I know you definitely have power in your tongue and in your words. Your words carry power. So you can either speak death to yourself or you can speak...
The power is in the tongue, so you can speak death or life.
So I don't want everyone thinking, oh, shoot, I can't even say hello to my grandma. Nah,
I'm not saying that. I'm just giving an example.
Be aware of it.
Awareness is the best gift you can have. Like how you say you're aware, you're out of alignment. Like, that's the best gift you can
understanding.
Have, bro. Like, bro, it's just like that. Like, it's shit like that, bro. Like, it's whatever, bro. Like, it's shit like that, bro. Like, it's so much shit hidden from us. It's like... You couldn't even figure it all out in one lifetime, bro.
Damn. Is your family on the same page?
Hell no. They don't know shit, bro.
Now, how is that?
It's just like, bro, a lot of people don't know shit, bro. So it's like, I have to just
be the light.
Dumb down or fucking...
Don't dumb down.
Don't say nothing at all, right?
When you put it like this, when you talk, you cast spells, bro. Straight up. Because everything is a vibration. So when you speak, you give off a vibration. When you think, you give off a vibration. When you look at a number, it has a certain vibration. The reason why Target is red is because it has a vibration.
Draws like, your eye to it.
It draws your eye to it. That's why you shop at Target. That's why you got different colors. When I look at around here, the main thing I see is Cook Up because it's in fucking red. It's so easy to market, bro. It's so simple. Like, and they hide it right in front of us, bro. Straight up.
We got... two topics that we do on every show. One's called Overrated, Underrated, which we are going to add Burnt Out to. So we got, it's overrated, underrated, or burnt out. So we, what we do is we give you some topics.
So now y'all seen that, right? I just want to let y'all know two things. Now, you see how they like, I don't know what the light skin dude was talking about, but you see how they bounce off of whatever he's saying. It's like, okay, yeah, feel, you know what I mean? But that's exactly what goes on in there. And word to the wise, if you ever see this video, young man, that's not a Christian cross on your shirt. That big cross that he showed, the second one, that's not a Christian cross. You know what kind of cross that is? That's a Knights of Templar. And you know what else that is? That's the Ku Klux Klan flag. So if I was you, bro, if you still got that chain, I'd take that shit, go melt it, get your money. But yeah, don't wear that cross no more. Don't wear that. If you really say you were riding with God, you shouldn't wear that cross. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, but you see how, like, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in there. If you watch the whole interview, he talk about some other stuff that I'll be speaking out of terms if I mentioned it. But yeah, he talked about some stuff in there that was definitely like, yeah, okay, yeah, he know, you know what I'm saying? Some people is woke and some people ain't, you know what I mean? Hold on, I want to drop y'all off a jewel, man. This is for everybody out there, man, you know what I'm saying, that whether you're young, old, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying, trying to find your way, I want y'all to know something, man. Ain't nothing more valuable than time. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to sound deep or nothing, but ain't nothing more valuable than time. Time can't be wasted. You know what I'm saying? Because next thing you know, you old and nobody don't want nothing to do with you no more. You feel what I'm saying? So remember that. Time is more valuable than anything. You go and get a job, what they taking from you? Your time. You know what I'm saying? You got a nagging ass chick at the house, what's she doing? Wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? You doing dead end shit, you know what I'm saying? And they getting nowhere, you wasting time, you know what I'm saying? Each day is time, you know what I'm saying? You know, nigga get locked up, what they do? Time. They take your time, you know what I'm saying? Everything is time, bro, you know what I mean? So make sure you spend it wisely. Don't worry about a dollar, because as long as you having fun doing what you doing, you gonna always succeed, bro. You're going to always succeed, you know, but when you wasting your time, when you wasting your time doing something, then it becomes like a headache. And then that's when other shit come into play. You know what I'm saying? Your feelings be all messed up. So remember that, man. If you want to do something, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Do it and do it. Do it 100. Now, I ain't saying that y'all quit your job and start rapping. That's a bad idea. Always keep something. You know what I'm saying? You could, if it's too much for you, you could cut your hours in half. Do part-time. You know what I'm saying? And if you need the money, then do full-time. But you're going to have to get, as soon as you get off of work, you're going to have to drink a coffee so you can stay up and work on your craft. You know what I'm saying? And do the right thing. You know? But I hope everybody out there staying safe. You know what I'm saying? And doing what you got to do. But yeah, man, I'm going to try to drop as much videos as I can, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to go work on some music now, man. I'm down in the basement and shit at the crib, you know what I mean? So I come down here to shoot videos and make beats. One day when I set it up properly, I'm going to show y'all how. Nah, I ain't showing y'all my